This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Former U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday it was a, quote, total disgrace, end quote, for online giants to institute social media bans after a Facebook board upheld the company's restriction against him, which he argued infringed on his free speech. Trump said in a statement, quote, the people of our country will not stand for it, end quote. He has continued to spread the false claim that voter fraud caused his defeat in last November's election. Despite clear signs India was being swamped by another surge of coronavirus infections, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government refused to cancel a major Hindu festival and held election rallies with thousands of unmasked supporters. Even cricket matches with spectators went forward. India's official count of coronavirus cases surpassed 20 million Tuesday, nearly doubling in the past 3 months, while deaths officially have passed 220,000. The crisis has badly dented Modi's carefully cultivated image as an able technocrat with deep appeal to a middle class weary of corruption and government dysfunction. Canada approved the use of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine Wednesday for children 12 years and up, becoming the first nation to do so. The United States will reportedly authorize the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for use in 12 to 15-year-olds as early as next week. Data from a clinical trial in the United States involving more than 2,000 young people who were given two doses of the vaccine showed it is as safe for adolescents as it is for adults, according to Health Canada's chief medical advisor. For more on these and other stories, visit us at VOA News. This